You're listening to SBS News.
So, Mano, the median growth fund fell just 0.5% for the financial year. How would you describe that performance in the scheme of things?
We think that flat return for the year is a terrific result given the ongoing economic damage and concerns around health caused by COVID-19. In fact, about 40% of the investment options in our growth category delivered a small positive return.
And what do you say to those super fund members that are worried about their balances, especially those that are approaching retirement?
I think super fund members should take great comfort from what we saw in this last year. It really highlighted the resilience built into super funds' portfolios. Most people are invested in well-diversified portfolios that have their investment exposure spread across a wide range of growth and defensive-orientated asset classes. So that diversification helps cushion the blow during periods of share market weakness. At the same time, the portfolios are able to capture a meaningful proportion of the upside when share markets do well. And it's also important to remember that super is indeed a long-term investment, and the majority of super fund members can afford to remain patient. Of course, we recognise that older members don't have the same tolerance for seeing their balances go backwards. One of the questions older members need to ask themselves is, are they going to take their super out as a lump sum at retirement? And the majority of the time, members don't take their super as a lump sum in retirement. So their money remains in the system for a lot longer in the pension phase. So their investment horizon is a lot longer than what they may think. We'd also encourage those super fund members who are about 10 years away from retirement to see a financial advisor who can look at their overall financial position, taking into consideration assets outside of super as well. That way, they can have constructive conversations about their goals at and in retirement and work together on an action plan.